The Real BS Show. We got some BS for you today.
That's right.
We tried to pick out some of the dumbest songs we could find.
Yeah, humorous and dumb.
Humorous, yeah. Well, that goes together.
Yeah, well.
And it was pretty easy. There's a lot of them. Yeah. I mean, a lot of them.
There's some of these artists out there are actually quite good, but they decide to take the dumb side and make some stupid songs on purpose. So it makes it fun. In a way.
Yeah, really.
Makes you laugh. That's what we need. Nice sunny day. Why not make it laugh?
Yeah, you can't be too serious, you know. Life's too short.
Right.
I don't know what else to say. It's a beautiful day, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We should be outside, not inside.
Yeah.
Let's play some of the... Okay, just brace yourself, folks, because these are pretty stupid. Some of them are really stupid.
Yeah.
Some of them you might enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
There we go.
There we go. Seth, you got some more?
Oh, you know, I got plenty more. We got probably too many songs. I got, you know, the Convoy song, which a lot of people like. And then there's Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling. So,
that's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah. Chuck Berry, that man was something else. That's all
I
will say.
Is this done by Chuck Berry or is this the original?
The second song is definitely done by Chuck Berry. Yeah. Oh. He was an odd character, but that's, I guess, what you get sometimes.
He made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm all ears, so take it away.
Bill's all ears. Let's go.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy. Thank you.
was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little
back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
a 10-9 on that Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what's good at them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We'll be gone. Bye-bye.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. When Mama took me to Sunday school and tried to teach me the golden rule, every time the choir would sing, I'd sit there and play with my ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling.
It's the Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday. I guess it's afternoon.
Yeah, it? Yeah. It's almost one.
Well, let's play some more stupid music.
Yeah.
I mean, really stupid music. Well,
yeah. you go to Walmart and you talk about people at Walmart, you know.
Holy catfish.
Yeah, there used to be a website called People of Walmart, and once a month, I'd go look at it, and yeah.
Jeez. Well, you got some music to match it?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Let's let it roll.
Yeah, rolling.
She cooks with lard, loves hot food bars, a quart of sweet tea and fried pork skins. Can't get enough, eats till she's stuffed. Goes to the bathroom, then she comes back again. She thinks she looks just like Madonna when she runs her greasy fingers through her bleach blonde hair. Most times she'll place another order, and Lordy have mercy on that little bitty chair. She's got a butt bigger than the Beatles, eating me out of house and home. Her booty size, well, it ought to be illegal. She has a hard time sitting on the throne. Hamburgers, hot dogs, cheese fries and coleslaw, a dozen bear claws, yum, yum, yum. Loves sausage links, hates diet drinks, takes up both seats in a two-seater car. Her doctor said, lay off the bread, but he didn't say nothing about a Snickers bar. She drinks sweet milk by the gallon, and she'd never eat a salad or a lean cuisine. Then she'll lay spread out on the hammock after she's done her damage at the Dairy Queen. She's got a butt bigger than the Beatles. Folks make fun cause she's overgrown. Her rump shaped like a Volkswagen Beetle. She gives new meaning to the words big bone. Bagels and cream cheese, vanilla ice cream, a tub of whipped cream, yum, yum, yum. No, you won't find her name on the weight loss of fame down at Jenny Craig's when she cleans them out at the Waffle House. They'll bring in more ham and eggs. Ooh, she's got a butt bigger than the Beatles. Her favorite food is chocolate ding dong. It's wide enough to play linebacker for the Eagles. Deion Sanders better leave her alone. Try chicken that's baked or a fat-free milkshake. Enough for God's sakes. Stop the insanity! Weight Watchers, yeah!
We'll be right back. Let's try it.
Chipmunks or was it hamsters?
Those are hamsters. The chipmunks are later. We got to split. We can't keep the animals together. They don't get along. So we got one about food here: some banana phone and toast. But both of these are kind of classic ones. Toast is a good one from like 25 years ago. And once you see anything about toast, this song gets stuck in your head. So that's why I include it, because it's so dumb. It gets stuck in your head for years. Wow. So I don't know.
These are ones I've never heard of, so...
Yeah, these are more modern.
You introduce these ones.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
This feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches, I've got my hunches, it's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping. Banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony. My cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza, I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat, I'll place a call around the world. Operator, get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing. Thank you. yin yang, yin yang, yin yang, yin. Yanana phone. It's a real live mama and papa phone. A brother and sister and a dog a phone. A grandpa phone and a grandma phone too. Oh yeah, my cellular. Bananular phone. Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
It's a phone with a peel.
Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
Now you can have your phone and eat it too.
Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
This song drives me bananas.
Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring. Boop-a-doop-a-doop, doop-doop.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissante, vous avez.
Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
In Chicago, we're on the Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah! Toast!
Toast.
This is the Stupid Bill BS Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Stupid Bill. Stupid BS BS Show. Well, we got some, let's see. Oh, what's that guy's name?
Ray Stevens.
Yeah, he's got some real winners there.
Yeah, that guy had a laundry list. We had to really slim it down from him because he had a lot of songs.
Well, he must have stayed up late to think up some of these.
But his is so stupid that they're genius level, I think, you know?
Yeah.
That's the
well,
point.
Good recording, too. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Good instrumentation and stuff.
Yeah, good writing, too. Good music, you know, he's a good singer.
I mean, if you can imagine a squirrel loose in a church, it's just, I mean, you had to be staying up or drinking too much
At the first self-righteous church,
I mean, it was...
It'd be
from
there.
What I heard, it was funny. It was very funny and stupid, too. So that's our goal today, is to be hear some stupid music. So this guy here, he's a winner, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's hear him, okay?
Sounds good.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping.
I write to you for the last time from my deathbed, oh dear mother. My health is gone, I'm fading fast, and I fear I'll not recover. I've lost 100 pounds, my hair, my sight, and this illness had its nexus. The day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. As you know, in Tennessee, you fed us normal things. Yeah, like Tabasco seasoned barbecue and spicy chicken wings. But I've got a friend down here in Texas who's a chili cook-off judge. And on the day of the statewide cook-off, he lay sick and could not budge. "I'm sicker than a dog," he said. "You'll have to take my place. All you do is pick the chili you like after giving them all a taste." So, of course, I did what I had to do to help out my old friend. But that decision ruined my life and brought me to this sorry end.
Do not eat Texas chili, Mama, or you will surely die.
Don't even mention Texas chili to me. I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that will wreck my solar plexus.
Of the day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas.
They led me to the judge's stand and sat me in my place. Put 3 bowls of chili in front of me, just to sample, just to taste. Number 1 was dragon's breath, and it had such a nice aroma. I took a big old bite that nearly slipped into a coma. Oh, sweet Lord, what is this stuff?
My uvula's on fire. My ears are ringing and my nose is running and my feet are starting to perspire. Then number two was called Flamethrower, and it was not misnamed. One taste, my eyes, ears, nose, and throat all shot out long blue flame. Help somebody, call 911. I don't think I can breathe. I can't seem to catch my breath, and all I can do is wheeze. Then I heard somebody screaming, screaming uncontrollably. I turned to see who it was, and Lord have mercy, it is me. The winner was simply Charlie's Chili. Sounded innocent enough, but it knocked me backwards off the stand with one taste of the stuff. I got up running, looking for a doctor or an ice cold bottle of water. I downed a keg of beer and six snow cones, and it only made me hotter. It's been a year now, and I can only sip a smoothie now and then. If I try some solid food, the flames flare up again. I'm galled, burned, and blistered from my mouth down to my colon. And what little skin that's left at all is inflamed and badly swollen. So I write to you, dear mother, just to say goodbye and to warn you and the family of one thing before I die. Do not eat Texas chili, it'll put you in the ground. And even if you should survive, you won't be able to sit down. Do not eat Texas chili, mama, or you will surely die. Don't even mention Texas chili to me, and I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that'll wreck my solar plexus. Other day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Dig C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar's A, he's a guitar man, he's all you can stand, give him a hand, guitar's A. He's got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunky and sing boogie woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight, and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
There we go.
Yeah, the Real BS Show. We come up with some stupid music today.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's our theme for the day, stupid music.
Yeah.
Funny but stupid.
Well, everybody knows Ray Stevens is the Streak, so we put that kind of later, and then it gets into two other songs that are kind of, you know, just some funny stuff.
Let's not give it away.
Yeah, I won't give it away.
Yeah, let folks figure it out.
Yeah, we'll let the last two of his go, and then only a few more songs after that, so...
All right, well, we're getting close to the end. Okay, well, let's hear some more stupid music.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the Streak.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Well, yes, they call him the Streak. Show off his physique.
Look at that, look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't boogity,
boogity.
He ain't
boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the news.
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym, covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home.
Well, yes, they call him the Streak.
Here it comes again. Who's that with it? Ethel. Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing? You get your clothes on!
Well, yes, they call him the Streak.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Ethel, you shameless hussy!
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration,
Be careful when you're choosing the nation, cause breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy, and ship you to Mongolia till you die. And in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Yeah, and forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating, come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. No need to worry about the Constitution. We'll help you start a house of prostitution, if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating, I said come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by Oak Nut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yes.
It's gonna be a big heartbreaker. Grandma needs a new pacemaker. And the doctor says, I realize she's ill. But there's talk of legislation on all our medication. And maybe all we can do is put her on a pain pill. Oh, me. Hey, Congress, you vote Obamacare. We'll vote you out of there. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass. You'd be out on your... Cause we the people have awakened. And to put it in words you might understand, if you had the common sense that God gave a billy goat, you'd no doubt notice that your constituents, the electorate, that's us voters, are on to your pork barrel special interest tax and spend scam. Or to put it more succinctly, we've heard from Hannity, Beck, and Limbaugh what you got in mind for Grandma. And we found this O'Reilly fella on Fox. We're kind of like Joe the plumber, and when we crunch the numbers, it all adds up to voting you out at the ballot box. You vote Obamacare, we're gonna vote you out of there. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass. You're gonna be out on your... Cause we the people have awakened. And to put it mildly, we're harboring feelings of extreme alienation.
due to copious amounts of horse manure that have been shoveled out of the White House and the Capitol building, and we sense that we are being royally defecated upon. Yeah, we're getting the impression that you think we are not relevant to these proceedings and dismissing our input into the situation. And please tell Nancy Pelosi we're gonna do the hokey pokey. Put the right ones in, pull the left ones out. You vote Obamacare, we're gonna vote you out of there. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass, you're gonna be out on your... People have awakened, and you might want to start looking for another line of work. How about the medical profession? Yeah, they're going to need everybody they can get that'll put up with the red tape and the pay cut. Hey, why don't you kill every last job, tax every last penny, and infringe on every last God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Because let me tell you, ain't nobody happy with you. We the people have awakened. And it occurs to me that you might really like it down in Venezuela.
There we go.
Sound like a tugboat.
Yeah, I think it was a fart.
All right. Well, we got any more stupid music?
Yeah, we got some more. Run out? Yeah, we have two more. Well, three more. But Roger Miller and the Chipmunks. So we kind of had to split them up a little bit. So Roger Miller, "Dang Me." It's a classic hit. So
I haven't heard that in 50 years. Yeah, I think
we got a good recording of it. So let's roll with it.
Okay.
Live like this, out all night and running wild. A woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Or dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Pappy's a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. Yeah, I'll take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
bang bang. Hoo-ee-hoo-ah-ah, ting-tang, wala-wala-bang-bang bang.
You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, a witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, a witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Hoo-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Hoo-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and hoo-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Hoo-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Hoo-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Hoo-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Well, this is the Real BS Show, and it's about time to sign off, because I think we've been stupid long enough.
Yeah, we have to go get enlightened outside.
Yeah, go outside and get lightened up. Yeah. Okay, to all our friends and, well, even our non-friends, we want to say goodbye and see you next week, and you all be careful, take it easy, and be safe. And
As a friend of mine used to say, no stupid thinking. So,
hey, speaking of stupid thinking, I was trying to figure out how to get better gas mileage on my car.
Uh-huh.
I think I got it figured out. You just got to go downhill more than you go uphill.
There you go.
Then you get better gas mileage. Yeah. That's how to figure that one out. You got to find routes that are more downhill than uphill.
Just don't tell the gas companies that.
Yeah, well, they probably already know it, so they just didn't want to tell us. And that may work for you, and it may not. And I don't know if it's working for me. I'll let you know in a couple of weeks.
Unless you're in Australia where it's flat.
Yeah, well, then you drive with the wind to your back.
There you go.
They push you.
Have kangaroos run you.
So, anyways, that's my advice for the week. So, we'll see you all next week, and... be kind, be careful, and eat right.
There you go. Have a good day.
Hey, man. What are you really into, huh? The elusive butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebow, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is a left wing really pinko, Colonel Sanders? What a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Sailing, sailing, what is illusion or what is true? Sailing, sailing, over the existential blues. God bless America and Old Glory too. May she always wave o'er us with the red, white, and existential blues. Hey, bobbity 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 bob, ding a ding ding ding, existential blues. Hey, you can do what you want, play off my existential blues, my blue sweat existential blues. I was on a quest to dream the impossible dream. Walking down the road, I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, we're little wonders? They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said, we are the Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids. We are the Lollipop Kids. We like to look at you, watch you play. I said, hey. Hey, we're little wonders, I'm on a quest to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I said, hey kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I say? This is slow.
down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard old wise one live? They said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, ow, get shot on the pretty, you little dog Toto, too. I don't even have a little dog Toto. Such predicaments I must forge ahead to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of a hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady. But it's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke. Come on! All the overgrowth! A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I pull my little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, this little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figure, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of poppy, 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 poppy. Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flowers that smell awfully good. Now I was very tired, and the old wizard's just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field of Bobby! 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 Oh God,
oh
Dorothy,
God, Dorothy,
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 Dorothy's been copping this field out herself, man.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado too, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the wizard. He must be the wizard. The wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? I said, oh, wizard, a wise one, I have been on a quest to dream the impossible dream. Walk down the road with a dude, I did. I got tired, poppies, 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 poppies. A little bit, I've been through hell. He said, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but wizard, a wise one, I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He says, to tell you the truth, son. I said, wizard, that's what I've come to find as the truth. He says, no, 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 son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How profound, wizard. Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on a knockwurst. Was the Duchess really joining? You asked so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this really Butte, Montana, or just existential blues? Really Butte, Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this schizoid paranoia? La 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 existence.